Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today. Welcome to the Den of the Illuminati. I'm your host, Hollywood Mike. What a Ponte Rosso Mike. Sorry, guys. I don't got too much energy. Been fighting with coworkers all day. I've already used up all my rage. But joining me, Corey Stockton. Joining me today, Reed couldn't make it. We're at a different time today. In the back, the bane of my existence, the source of all of my problems, Connor Joshin.
Goddamn man, right.
The YouTube and the Discord chat. But guys, a lot of things have changed since last week. First off, the event sold out. VIP spots, GA, it's all sold out. There's still seminar spots available. A few of those left for the night before for the Daisy Fresh Heath Bettigo seminar. The event starts 8 o'clock Central Time, Friday the 25th, this Friday night. The day before that at 4:30, I'll be doing the press conference live on our Facebook and YouTube. Pre-show, 7:30, Friday night, me, Kyle Terra, Tim Spriggs. This is going to be Tezos, who's number one, Gordon Ryan versus Jacob Couch, presented by Fat Tire. We're going to be making some picks today, but before we get down to that, let's talk about Morpheus.
Yeah.
The Neo BJJ. So this is the thing I'm using now. If you guys can't tell, I've been working out a lot. Running, people don't believe I work out. I go to the gym and put in work at 5 a.m., but I got to start strapping this thing to myself and taking the readings so I understand what I'm doing properly. I'm going to get a real system. I've been working out like a caveman all these years. I'm going to get a real system going, get myself ready for Master Worlds. Connor, are you going to try this thing?
Yeah, I am. I saw your workout routine the other day. He came in the office, started overhead pressing the bar with a plate on each side like a man. I didn't know you had that much strength in you, man.
You want to know my workout routine?
Give it to me.
I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 a.m. I'm at the gym every day when I'm in Austin. 1 hour on the treadmill, about half of that's running. Then I do weights for like 20 minutes. Then I hit the sauna for 20 minutes. I do stretches in there. And then I swim like 250 meters. That's it. Old man workout. I'm in and out. Get the sauna in. Get the pool in. Do some stretching.
Fuck yeah.
That's all I need. But I'm going to get my routine, my diet worked out by Morpheus. Look at me now. Look how terrible I look now. Just wait till you see me in a couple months. That's going to be the perfect ad for Neo BJJ.
We'll do the before and after. Yep, and you'll just be jacked.
Absolutely. Okay. So the Musumecis pulled out of this event. Unfortunately, they had a death in the family, had to pull out, as they announced on social media. But our condolences to the Musumeci family. But so the Gio Martinez match is off. Gio just didn't want to do another match. Jessica Crane's going to be now going against Sophia Casella from your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
what do you know about Sophia?
Sophia, in the last couple of months, right, since the beginning of the year, she won the finisher's 125-pound championship. She won the finisher's 115-pound belt and the Medusa 115-pound belt. So she's really, her stock is on the rise, and this is, I think, a great opportunity for her to make her who's number one debut against Jessie Crane, who right now is 3-2 with three submission victories.
Three submission victories.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, this is a hell of a match. This woman's 115 division just keeps getting more and more exciting. Also on that free prelims, Joe Dierkising versus Luke Griffith from New Wave, Benji Silva versus David Garmel. Those are going to be three free prelims. Now we have, with the loss to the Moose matches, we have a five-match main card. We've sort of altered the lineup a little bit. Keith Krikorian is going first against Gabriel Souza, then Heisem versus El Monstro, then Marigali versus Arnaldo Maidana. Co-main event, Dante Leon versus Mickey Gavau. And the main event, Gordon Ryan versus the Hillbilly Hammer, Jacob Couch, in a 30-minute match.
Hell yeah. That's an exciting card. Even bro, you know, Gio Mikey set aside.
You fucking kidding me?
Beautiful bro, card.
Gravy, man. I'm feeling Gucci right now. Like, we lost our main and our co-main, and then this is the card that we got? Like,
shit.
Yep.
Can't hate that.
Can't hate on that. All right, Connor, what's going on online? How are our online friends doing?
They're doing well. We got Becerra in here. He's giving out the Discord link. So if you guys want to join us on the Who's Number One Discord, follow that link Becerra just dropped in the chat. Shout out my guy. And we're going to be doing picks going down the card from the top to the bottom, starting with Jacob Couch and Gordon Ryan, ending with the last of the prelims. So if you want to join in with us, we're going to have a fan pick. Drop it in the comment section. And that includes YouTube chat or the Discord. So join in, guys, and tell Hollywood Mike and us how bad our picks are. But all I'm going to tell you, I'm going 100 for 100. I'm not missing one this time.
We going to get this going?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, Connor, you're kicking it off. Gordon Ryan versus your cousin, the Hillbilly Hammer, Jacob Couch.
I'm going big cuz. Jacob Couch is putting Kentucky Jiu-Jitsu on the map. He already has. He's going to snipe Gordon Ryan. I think he's taking his heel off. He's going to put it over his mantle. They're going to have to make a new shed at the Daisy Fresh House. All money on Jacob. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, so the first pick of the day, Jacob Couch getting the upset over Gordon Ryan. Little Kentucky favoritism there. Corey, who are you going with here?
if we're talking money lines, I'm 100% going Couch. Because Couch is plus 1,600, and, you know, I wouldn't mind throwing $20 down and coming away with a free week of groceries. But reality, just head-to-head, you've got to take the heavier guy, the Gordon Ryan, who hasn't lost a match in over 2 years. You can't pick against Gordon Ryan in this matchup.
Despicable.
Yeah, I mean, Couch, I love you. He's my friend. You know, I'm really close with all the Daisy Fresh guys. I make those films, me and Simone. I got to go with Gordon Ryan, not just against Couch, but against anybody right now. I was at his training yesterday. He's looking healthy. He's looking a lot happier and healthier than he was around the time of the Philip Rowe exhibition match. I think Gordon's going to be a problem for anybody right now.
Ye of little faith. That's all that is. Ye of little faith. Rocky Balboa story coming at you quick, March 25th, boys.
Would this be the biggest upset ever in jiu-jitsu? Is this bigger than like Eddie versus Leo back in the day? Like, or Eddie versus Hoyler, I mean? Is there any upsets you guys can think of? Like, this would have to be the biggest upset ever.
I mean, Corey's the history genius here, but it seems like it to me. Jacob Couch was, you know.
I mean, Gordon's the ADCC absolute champion right now.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest upset ever if this happens.
They're still trying to match Jacob Couch up with, like, purple belts, like, half a year ago. You know what I mean? And now he's getting the top dog. So I don't really see how you can make a bigger jump in competition than he has.
Couch got the right attitude, too. You know, he's going out there shooting a shot. What's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to lose? Everybody thinks he's going to lose. I mean, if he even looks decent, he's going to make a bunch of money off it. Moving on to the co-main event of the evening, the welterweight division, 170 pounds. This one I'm really excited for. I mean, it is kind of crazy to think how many guys we've lost and the people we still have on here. Dante Leon versus Mika Galvao in the co-main event. Corey, I'll let you kick this one off.
Yeah,
what are you going with?
I don't know what to do with this match because, you know, you're talking about Dante, who is the ADCC veteran, the 2019 ADCC fourth place winner. The Dante Leon, who has the capability to use his energy and wear down Mika like he hopes to do. He wants to wrestle with Mika and kind of wear him out. That being said, I think there's a lot of potential faults in that strategy, and that Mika is such a sniper. If Dante's going to push the pace on him, Mika's just going to wait for his opportunity to snap. I'm not saying that it's a lock for any means by Mika, but if I have to pick, I'm going Mika.
You going Mika?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna homer pick one. I already picked against one of my boys in Couch in the last one. I'm going with Dante here. I think Dante is a different level than a lot of the guys. Mika's no joke, but he's still got a long way to go. He's 18 years old. I just looked it up before he came. He's still only 18. I think Mika in the end is gonna be one of the all time greats. I'm gonna say Dante is a little speed bump for him here on his way to the top. I think Dante's a tough veteran, tough matchup. And I think people are counting Dante out. I'm going to say Dante Leon takes this one and beats Mika Galvao. Connor.
Man, I think I got to agree with Corey on this one. I got to go Mika. Mika looks kind of the most dangerous whenever someone's willing to, like, wrestle with him and take shots on him. And I think that's exactly the kind of style Dante's going to bring, which I love because, you know, you're going to open your game up. But that ends up getting you sniped whenever you're against someone as high level as Mika is. So put me down for Mika. The guys in the chat are a little bit split. We got, it looks like, 3-4 Dante right now. 2 or 3 for Dante. So keep putting your picks in the chat.
What chat is this? You're on YouTube?
That's YouTube chat right now.
Go
we got
YouTube and see what's going on.
1, 2, 3, 4 Dante. We got 2 for Mika, maybe 1 for Mika. Yeah, so it looks like people are leaning towards Dante, but they're also not getting everyone's picks in yet. So,
all right. So, moving on to the third match from the top, probably the thing I'm most— all three of these matches that we've talked about are crazy, but probably the thing I'm most excited for is Nicholas Mirigali's no-gi debut. I was at New Wave yesterday. I was watching him train, seeing how far he's come since we filmed him about 3 weeks ago. I mean, he's looking sharp. He's looking good. He's all in. Gordon and Dana said to Nicholas, it doesn't miss a training session. He's there 7 days a week at every single training session. I think Nicholas Mirigali comes out. Connor, you kind of did Arnaldo dirty here. There's no Arnaldo on this graphic.
Come on, don't
but
do
I think,
that
I think Nicholas Mirigali comes out gets on the back, wins by RNC, chokes him from the back.
Can I just say before you get started, the fans flooded into the YouTube chat after I called him out for not participating. We have a lot more to go off of. I can't count it yet, but it looks like it may be going towards Meek on the last one. Sorry to interrupt, brother.
Yeah, it looks like they're leaning pretty hard towards Meek there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Who you picking here, Connor? Marigali or Arnaldo Maidana?
It's hard for me to pick against Marigali.
Arnaldo Maidana is from Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky. All right, Maidana it is. I could tell by the accent, really. Yeah. I had seen one of his interviews. No, I'm going to go with Marigali. I've watched Maidana compete quite a bit at IBJJFs. We go to those pretty regularly. But watching his fight to win performances, he obviously goes up against some really hard competition. But Marigali just, in the gi, he looks next level. If he can even take half of that game and really apply it to this no-gi matchup, I don't see Maidana getting the upper hand there.
Yeah, Marigali just has too much to lose, right? He's hungry. This isn't kind of his last stop on the road. He's training for ADCC. This is really him just getting his foot in the door. He's training with two of the best coaches, and some of the best athletes, not just in Austin but in no-gi, right? He's got everything going right for him. Maidana's no joke. It's not an easy matchup. He's a no-gi world champion, but I think Marigali is on his way up, right? He's really he's got a fire behind him. He's just getting started. I can't pick against him here.
Yeah, I mean, what he's doing, we're in the classic situation we've been in with his number one since the beginning, right, where, like, Cole will come over, Mikey will come over, and people will be like, oh, this is IBJJF, points. Mm-hmm. And there's a pattern you see between the people who make it work and the people who don't. The people who make it work are the ones who are humble enough to admit, all right, I got to learn some stuff. I got to start from the beginning. And dive in from the beginning. And Nicholas Marigali is taking that approach to learning no-gi. He's basically, like, he's starting over as a white belt. He's acknowledging that there's stuff he needs to learn and not just sticking to the same routine he's always done. The guys who stick to the same routine they've always done, those are the ones who come over and get heel-hooked and don't know what they're doing.
Right, and the one thing Marigali has always been very good at is kind of leaving his training up to whatever coach he's working with, right? He goes into the gym, he puts his training in his coach's hand, he puts his faith all into his coach and his team, and he puts in the work with the kind of them behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got a great mentality for, I mean, Nicholas is up there with Gordon, and I mean, I can see a little of this in Mika too, where just a great mentality for competition. Like their mindset when they go out there to compete, where they're at mentally, I think just puts them on a different level. Everybody's got good technique. Everybody's got in great shape, right? Everybody's strong. Mm-hmm. But these guys' mentality, I think, just puts them on another level as a competitor. Connor, who are you going with in this match? You already pick?
Yep, I already picked Marigali, but I will say the chat has finally had a unanimous decision. Everyone thinks Marigali's taking this one.
Nope, Jonathan Jones picked Arnaldo Maidana.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yep. One vote for Arnaldo.
All right, Jonathan Jones, you got this. Also, shout out Jay Regalbuto. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Shout out Jay. He's in the chat. Love you, man.
Is he?
Yeah. You noticed John, didn't you? You missed my man Jay. What's up?
All right. Shout out to Smash Pass Jay. Moving on along here. Fourth match in the main card. Haizam Rita versus Elder Cruz, El Monstro. Haizam. Third place at the Who's Number One Championship. I think he's like 4-1 on Who's Number One or something. He tapped Big O at the Who's Number One Championship on the backside. El Monstro, I think he's 2-0 on Who's Number 2-0. One, beat Couch. And now he's coming off that, big split decision win over Nicky Rod. This is a hell of a match. These guys got a lot of momentum coming into this thing.
Yeah, both of them do. And really, I mean, I know Heisem's got a good guard. He's got a good close guard. But I think both of them are going to want to play on top. Elder's a wrestler, a guard passer. Haizam has that incredible Kimura trap from the top, right, that rolling Kimura. So I'm hoping we don't see too much kind of slow, hand-fighty wrestling. But if they both perform the takedowns they're capable of and they get to it, it could be another exciting match.
Connor, what are you thinking?
Man, if I got to pick, I don't pick against my man El Monstro very easily. He did send me a shirt, and after all, he went out there and did it against Nicky Rott, so I think he can pretty much wrestle and tango with anyone. We see a lot of Heisem's takedowns being like judo-style stuff, which is cool, but with Elder's base, I just don't see it going down that way. He has too much good, like, defensive wrestling. He doesn't really overextend. I got to go with Elder.
All you got to do is know who Connor is, and he's going to pick you to win one of these things.
Well, that will help your chances for sure.
Do you make your pick yet?
No, not yet. This is a tough one for me because I really like this matchup. I think it really comes down to who gets on top.
Yeah, but I think Elder will win the takedown battle if right. stay on the feet.
And here's the thing is Elder made me eat my words last time when I said that Nicky Rod was going to be too much of a challenge for him. I gotta pay some respect to Elder here. I think he takes this one. North-South choke.
You guys are saying Elder, both of you?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll go Heism. I think Heism going to jump close guard, work his close guard there. I would jump guard if I was him. I think if he tries to go takedowns with Almastro, he gets taken down. Almastro is very tough to get anything going on once he's on top. But if Heism initiates the guard pull and pulls it to his closed guard, I could see him doing some damage. I'm going to go Heism by decision. Before we move along, we have a chat comment I think we need to address.
Yeah.
Important. Steroids with gi, comma, fake samurais. Connor, thoughts?
Steroids with gi, fake samurais. I think if they had steroids around the time of the samurai, they would have all been on it. They would have been juicing. So real samurai, steroids with the gi.
Are you a real samurai, fake samurai?
Am I a samurai?
You got to be either real or fake.
I guess I'm a real samurai then, right?
Goddamn yeah. right.
Bunch of real fucking samurais here. That's why we use the Morpheus from Neo BJJ, staying in shape. We don't need steroids in the gi like this guy suggests. We're real samurais only here at the Who's Number One podcast. Moving on along.
What a segue.
Yep.
God damn. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
That's why I get the big bucks. On to the main card now. It was a prelim before. Keith Krikorian versus Gabriel Souza. A lot of people, when we announced this, when it was on a prelim, people said this could be a main event for a card. Gabriel Souza's coming out for the second place of the Who's Number One Championship. Obviously, tapped Mikey with the North-South choke there. Keith Krikorian took second at the AGCC East Coast Trials. I think he's taken second three times. Beat Gianni Grippa, lost to Cole Abate. This is a hell of a matchup. Corey, what do you think about this one?
Not only has Keith Krikorian taken AGCC Trials silver three times, he has something like a 78% submission rate in, I want to say, 15 or 16 ADCC Trials matches in the last 3 years. So he is a submission hunter. You can really say the same about Gabriel Souza. We haven't seen him on a big stage since maybe the Who's Number One Championships or Nogi Worlds, which he took second at as well. But both these guys, active submission hunters, aggressive. Really, this one could go either way. Based on what we've seen out of Gabriel Souza recently, I think he's got the momentum behind him, and he is more familiar with the Who's Number One rule set, so I'll give it to him, but it's a coin toss.
What are you thinking, Connor?
Man, this is kind of a hard one.
Why is this one a hard one for you? I know you're a 10th planet, so obviously...
And me and Keith. Gabriel Souza are best friends, so, I'm kind of split.
What's the relationship, what's the link between you and Gabriel Souza?
We're pretty much boys. He comes over and has lunch every once in a while. It's not a big deal, but, man...
I don't know if you're being serious or not. You could be really good friends with Gabriel Souza.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm not joking.
Does he know he's talking to you, or is he talking to the Flow Grappling Instagram?
I'm going to leave that one there. I'm going to go with Gabriel Souza. I think his style works really well into the WNO rule set. That being said, I'm kind of going with Corey. Gabriel's been on a tear. I just got to go with the WNO vet here. I think he's more familiar with the rules. That being said, the chat is kind of split here. We had Jay going for Keith. We also had Jose going for Keith. It looks like it is almost a 50-50 split with a little bit leaning towards Sousa. So make sure you guys participate in the YouTube chat.
All right, so I think this will be the only one where we're unanimous. I'm going to go with Sousa as well. I mean, Keith Krikorian is a beast. You can't count out Keith. There's a great rules for him as well, but... I don't know, man. Gabriel Souza's just kind of in my head after passing Mikey's guard twice and tapping him. It's like that to me just has Gabriel Souza just being next level. I can't pick against Gabriel Souza after that performance.
But it's really cool having that pick because then Keith Krikorian can be like, hey, fuck you guys. Yeah. I showed you. Put me on the next card.
Fuck Flow Grappling.
Yeah. And then
fuck
and then...
the media. All right. What else we got to talk about before we get out of here? Anything?
We killed Trey.
What's new with you in your life, Connor?
I have to hide Trey's body. He's the vlog guy.
He didn't kill Trey, people.
We killed Trey. He's gone, not forgotten.
You know, vlog that boy till he's dead. The boy's vlogging it up.
No, man, nothing.
He's still got a couple vlogs left in him before we gotta, you know, take him out back and, you know,
put him down.
One or two.
Yep. When you guys going to Dallas? When you leaving for Dallas?
We're leaving for Dallas tomorrow. Me, Corey, Trey. What, 9 a.m., right? 9 we're meeting here?
I'll be leaving about the same time. These guys didn't invite me. You two and Trey driving out there at the same time as me. Nobody wants to be around me.
Well, it's really going to be me and Corey. Trey's staying in the trunk.
I'm, All right. I got to go do my dry... Got to go do my pro wrestler shit, my sports entertainment. Got to dye my hair, go get my dry cleaning. You know, got to... Like Mickey Rourke and the wrestler. Getting ready to go on TV this week. I just call it TV now when people are like... You know, I started getting healthy a few days ago, working out. People are like, what's going on? I'm like, I got to go on TV next week, you know? Got to be ready. Got to look good.
You're going to be having a – you're rocking a suit out there?
Yeah, you know, look good, feel good, feel good, play good.
There you
Deion
go.
Deion Sanders, Michael and Scott.
No one compares to Hollywood Mike in a suit. You got the tat. You look like a mobster out there, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm gonna be busting out the suit this week. All right. Anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
No. Tickets are sold out, so if you missed out –
Only watch on flowgrappling.com. All right, this week, Tezos, who's number one? Gordon Ryan versus Jacob Cox. Make sure you watch Morpheus from Neo BJJ. Go get this stuff. Get workout. Get jacked up like me. God, I gotta get my shit together. But all right, I'll see you guys later. God bless you.